Welcome back to the Divine Office in the United States of America. This is a holiday known as Thanksgiving Day. So a secular holiday, but we have an optional memorial in the liturgical calendar for Thanksgiving Day because it is truly a spiritual or religious theme of giving thanks to God for this North American area that we live in, this land, and for just all the things that God has given us over these years that we have been alive ourselves. And let's begin with the invitatory antiphon, "Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come into the Lord's presence singing for joy. The winged herald of the day foretells in song that dawn is near, and Christ, who rouses souls from sleep, now summons us to life once more. Away with these, he cries, away with beds of sickness, sleep, and sloth. Keep watch, be sober, chaste, and just, for I am here and close at hand. May he, when dawn emits and casts her shimmering breath across the sky, bestow full strength on all who toil, and make them firm in hope of light. With sober prayers and fervent tears, let us stir Jesus with our cries. For earnest pleas, with keen intent, preserve the pure of heart from sleep. O Christ, dispel and scatter sleep. Break through the bondage of the night. Release us from deep-rooted sin. And with new light, now flood our hearts. O Christ, to you, most loving King, and to the Father, glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age, forevermore. Amen. Wish we had a special song for Thanksgiving Day, but I don't know of any special songs that would be part of this liturgy for Thanksgiving Day. Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. That is Antiphon 1 for our psalmody. And we're going to begin by praying Psalm 44 with that antiphon. We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you yourself in days long past. Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our hope, our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Blessed be you forever, Lord. Blessed be you. Antiphon 2. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. And we continue on that. Psalm 44. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing and make no profit by the sale. Spare us, O Lord, do not bring your own people into contempt. You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. Spare us, O Lord, do not bring your own people into contempt. All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and the avenger. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Spare us, O Lord, do not bring your own people into contempt. And Antiphon 3 will be another prayer to God, addressing God. Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Still on Psalm 44 we pray, this befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death. Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God, would not God have found this out? He who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you that we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Having prayed Psalm 44, we pray, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom. Lead our nation, having prayed this ancient psalm in light of our own nation's acquisition of its land, its trouble and unfaithfulness to you, and the remnant faithful to you but seemingly forgotten of your people. We ask you to convert our hearts, all of us, because you are a king who knows the secrets of our hearts. Fill them with the light of your truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have another important reading from the second letter of the Apostle Peter. This is chapter 2, verses 9 through 22. The condemnation of the wicked is the caption. The Lord knows how to rescue devout men from trial, and how to continue the punishment of the wicked up to the day of judgment. He knows especially how to treat those who live for the flesh in their desire for whatever corrupts, and who despise authority. These bold and arrogant men have no qualms whatsoever about reviling celestial beings, on whom angels, though greater than men in strength and power, pass no obbrobrious sentence in the Lord's presence. These men pour abuse on things of which they are ignorant. They act like creatures of instinct, brute animals born to be caught and destroyed. Because of their decadence, they too will be destroyed, suffering the reward of their wickedness, thinking daytime revelry a delight. They are stain and defilement as they share your feasts in a spirit of seduction, constantly on the lookout for a woman. Theirs is a never-ending search for sin. They lure the weaker types. Their hearts are trained in greed. An accursed lot are they. They have abandoned the straight road and wander on the path taken by Balaam, son of Beor. He was a man attracted to dishonest gain, but he was rebuked for his evil doing. A mute beast spoke with a human voice to restrain the prophet's madness. These men are waterless springs, mists whipped by the gale. The darkest doom has been reserved for them. They talk empty bombast while baiting their hooks with passion for the lustful ways of the flesh to catch those who have just come free of a life of errors. They promise them freedom, though they themselves are slaves of corruption. For surely anyone is a slave of that by which he has been overcome. When men have fled a polluted world by recognizing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then are caught up and overcome in pollution once more, their last condition is worse than their first. It would have been better for them not to have recognized the road to holiness than to have turned their backs on the holy law handed on to them once they had known it. How well the proverb fits them. The dog returns to its vomit, and a sow bathes by wallowing in the mire. Responsory prayer. There are many things that are true, honorable, and just, many that are pure. Think about them. These you must do, and the God of peace will be with you. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and strong. These you must do, and the God of peace will be with you. Our second reading from the tradition of the Church is from a homily on Matthew by St. John Chrysostom. Chrysostom is Greek. It means golden-mouthed, and he was a bishop. If we are sheep, we overcome. If wolves, we are overcome. As long as we are sheep, we overcome. And though surrounded by countless wolves, we emerge victorious. But if we turn into wolves, we are overcome, for we lose the shepherd's help. He, after all, feeds the sheep, not wolves, and will abandon you if you do not let him show his power in you. What he says is this: do not be upset that as I send you out among the wolves, I bid you to be as sheep and doves. I could have managed things quite differently and sent you not to suffer evil, but to yield, nor to yield like sheep to the wolves, but to be fiercer than lions. But the way I have chosen is right. It will bring you greater praise and at the same time manifest my power. That is what he told Paul. My grace is enough for you, for in weakness my power is made perfect. I intend, he says, to deal in the same way with you. For when he says, I am sending you out like sheep, he implies, but do not therefore lose heart. For I know and am certain that no one will be able to overcome you. The Lord, however, does not want them to contribute something, lest everything seem to be the work of grace. The Lord, however, does want them to contribute something, lest everything seem to be the work of grace. And they seem to win their reward without deserving it. Therefore, he adds, you must be clever as snakes and innocent as doves. But they may object, what good is our cleverness amid so many dangers? How can we be clever when tossed about by so many waves? However great the cleverness of the sheep as he stands among the wolves, so many wolves, what can it accomplish? However great the innocence of the dove, what good does it do him with so many hawks swooping upon him? To all this I say, cleverness and innocence admittedly do these irrational creatures no good, but they can help you greatly. What cleverness is the Lord requiring here? The cleverness of a snake. A snake will surrender everything and put up no great resistance, even if its body is being cut to pieces, provided it can save its head. You know the Lord is saying, must surrender everything but your faith. Money, body, even life itself. For faith is the head and the root. Keep that, and though you lose everything else, you will get back in abundance. Get it back in abundance. The Lord therefore counseled the disciples to be not simply clever or innocent. Rather, he joined the two qualities so that they become a genuine virtue. He insisted on the cleverness of the snake so that deadly wounds might be avoided. and he insisted on the innocence of the dove so that revenge might not be taken on those who injure or lay traps for you. Cleverness is useless without innocence. Do not believe that this precept is beyond your power. More than anything else, the Lord knows the true natures of created things. He knows that moderation, not a fierce defense, beats back a fierce attack. Responsory prayer. See, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, says the Lord. Be cunning as serpents and innocent as doves. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light. Be as cunning as serpents and as innocent as doves. So again, today we have a beautiful reflection from St. John Chrysostom on a part of the gospel. Hopefully, you know, again, the Holy Spirit revealed things that were relevant to his life situation. So again, we're not saying that the primary meaning is that the snake surrenders everything, but rather this is a spiritual truth that has applicability even now. You know, so there can be more than one interpretation, but that's a very valid interpretation. Again, we talk about lust. Avoid lust. Let it not reign over your body. Let us break free from this culture of seduction. And of course, this seems to have in view the false teachers. And being false teachers, they also do other types of things besides lust. They're on the lookout for women, perhaps wealthy matrons whom they can seduce, and seduce perhaps either spiritually or physically or both, so that they can steal their wealth. And Peter rages against them. He again reminds us of something so essential. Yes, God is divinely merciful. Yes, God always forgives us. But God is also outraged against sin. God is outraged against our inability to see ourselves from his own perspective as spiritual creatures. He's outraged, and he desires to set things right because he loves us, to separate us from our sins. Have a beautiful day. And let us have a special final prayer from the Thanksgiving Day liturgy. Father all-powerful, your gifts of love are countless and your goodness infinite. As we come before you on Thanksgiving Day with gratitude for your kindness, open our hearts to have concern for every man, woman, and child, so that we may share your gifts in loving service. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord guide us to praise his name and acclaim his works. Amen.